praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord faithfully for more than 70 years, culminating with his exhaustive commentary on the entire scriptures called Life Study of the Bible. We're happy to bring you recorded excerpts from his ministry. At the end of the program, we'll give you the website where you can find out more about the remarkable ministry of these two men. But for now, we hope you enjoy today's program.
Our life study today is in Genesis chapter 35, and to help us with it is Ron Kangas. Ron, it's nice to have you back again.
I also am happy to be here again, and I'm thankful that I can contribute to this message.
In chapter 35, Ron, we make another stop at Bethel and Jacob and the house of God. We've stressed many times that Genesis is a book of seeds, and today's life study focuses on a major seed. For introduction today, would you say something about this principle of Genesis being a book of seeds?
Regarding this matter of what we call seeds of certain truths and experiences sown in Genesis and that develop throughout the Bible until there's the full consummation in Revelation, we need to understand the basic thought here, that Genesis, being the first book, is a book of seeds. So there is just an initial revelation of something that will be developed later. For example, in Genesis 1:26, we're told that man was created in God's image. In the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians and in Colossians, we learn that the image of God is Christ. And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we see we are being transformed into the same image of Christ. Then the end of the book of Revelation, with the New Jerusalem, the whole city bears the image of God. So in this program, we have another seed in chapter 35 of Genesis, and that is the seed of the church life, signified by Bethel, and a new name for God concerning El Bethel, God, as the house of God. This is a seed concerning the reality of the church life with the consecration required for this church life. Then in the New Testament, we have a full development of this until once again we have the consummation in the book of Revelation.
Thanks, Ron. I'm glad you introduced that topic. It will appear throughout today's life study, and we will come back to it. So let's join Witness Lee with his life study from Genesis chapter 35.
Tonight we have come back to Jacob at Bethel. I have to remind all of us that this book is always a book of all the seeds sown of the Bible. In this book, we have seen many, many crucial seeds of the truths sown in it. We have to realize the house of God, or Bethel, is also here a seed. But sorry to say, today, not many Christians do know what is the experience of the house of God. Some may know, according to New Testament, that the house of God refers to the church. No doubt, this is right. But look at today's situation. Where is the practical and proper church life? In the Bible, the church life is practical. And the church life is that every saved one must be a living and functioning member. It is not just to have a congregation with a minister there, but every saint who is a member of the body of Christ functions. Not only functions, but also they all live together, one with another, that they may express God in Christ in a very living, even daily way. This is the church life. And this is the practical church life that is revealed in the Bible. You couldn't believe of this truth concerning this practical church life is sown here in Genesis as a seed. Later on, even tonight, we will see. Before this time, God is called the God of Abraham, a person. The God of Isaac, again, an individual. Then to Jacob, the God of Jacob. No doubt, this is also the God of an individual person. But tonight, we can see in this chapter, God is called something more. He's called what? El Bezel, the God of the house of God. This is no more just the God of an individual. This is the God of a corporate body. Genesis 35 has a radical turn. Turn from the individual experience of God to the corporate experience of God. God told Jacob, your name is no longer Jacob, a supplanter. Your name is what? Israel. But here Jacob said, God, your name is El Bezel. If I could impress you tonight with these two names, I got my job done. What is an Israel?
Church
people. And what is El Bezel? Right. Israel is a church people. El Bezel is the church life. Who are you?
Church people.
Good. Where are you?
Church
God. Good. The church people is a people filled up with God. The church people is a people of El, God people. And the church life is a life of El, of God. This is altogether people filled up with God, living together to enjoy God and to express God. And this is Israel, and this is also El Bezel. And this is Israel in El Bezel.
Two items in this section made an impression on me, and I believe in the context they must be related. I wonder if you'd comment on Jacob's name being changed to Israel and the connection of that to church people living the church life.
In Genesis, the matter of Jacob's name being changed to Israel is mentioned twice. The first time is in chapter 32, where one night there was a wrestling match where the Lord himself came to Jacob and wrestling all night until dawn to subdue him in his natural strength. And eventually, the core of Jacob's natural strength was touched and broken. Then he was given a new name. Your name will not be Jacob, but Israel, for you have wrestled with God and man and prevailed. But that was the establishment, you could say, of the principle of the name being changed. So Jacob did have that name officially given to him, but he did not yet have the reality of that name Israel until chapter 35. After he had been through many more experiences under the discipline of the Holy Spirit and was being transformed and growing in life, now he came to Bethel, meaning the house of God, in reality and practicality. In chapter 28, he saw a dream. It was a kind of spiritual vision. And he realized this is God's house. He called it Bethel. But then for a long period of time, he had nothing to do with Bethel. For 20 years, he's with Laban, using his cleverness to gain what he wanted. But when he came to Bethel in chapter 35, Bethel is not merely a vision. It is a reality. Then once again, there is the changing of the name from Jacob to Israel. And this time, it's not simply an objective, outward change of name. This new name, Israel, is an indication that Jacob, now Israel, has become a different kind of person. In reality, in his inner being, he is now Israel. And the meaning of Israel here, spiritually speaking, is much more than simply you have wrestled with God and prevailed. This is the name of the people of God, the people of Israel. And this name is mentioned at Bethel, which signifies the house of God, the church. So here, for Jacob to be called Bethel indicates he is not merely growing individually in the spiritual life. He has become a person experiencing God in the house of God with the people of God, and his new name, Israel, designates that.
Ron, thank you for that fellowship. Let's go back to more of this life study from Genesis chapter 35. Here's Witness Lee.
I must call your attention to one thing. That is, all the experiences Jacob had some degrees. The first degree, the second degree, third degree. For instance, Jacob had the experience of erecting the altar, right? He did erect some altars. Have you noticed that? Then the Bible says in chapter 33, Shechem was a place in Canaan. He built the altar there. That is quite meaningful. Listen carefully. He called that altar what? El Elohim Israel. That means what? God, the God of Israel. Individual experience. Have you got it? Oh, today many Christians are like this. Many Christians are seeking spiritual experiences just for themselves, individualistically. Oh, I have learned how to trust in God. I have learned how to experience God in a real way, but individualistically. So God is what? It's not El Bethel yet. God is El Elohim Israel. If you look at the map, you can see Shechem was not too far from Bethel. You know, following chapter 34, you have chapter 35. In the first verse, God came in. God came in what? Rise up! Arise and go up to Bethel. I like a church life. I like the house of God. I don't like Shechem. I like Bethel. Rise and go up to Bethel. And Jacob did. This time, he built an altar. And he called the altar what? El Bethel. Different. This is the experience of Jacob concerning the matter of an altar in degrees. Progressively. I tell you, an experience of God in an individual way is good, but that is not sufficient. We need to go on from the experience in an individual way to the experience in a corporate way. And we all know altar signifies what? Signifies consecration. To have an altar at Bethel means what? Means to have a consecration for the church life. Purposely, specifically, oh, I offer myself, Lord, to you. For what? For the church life. We need such an altar. And this is the experience at Bethel. I tell you, this is the experience of the church life. You read your Bible again. From chapter 28 through chapter 35, without paying your attention to anything else, just to this one matter of the altar, you could see my progressive advance all the time. From no altar to the top altar. To the top altar. And the top altar is the one at El Basel. The consecration for the church life. We do need a definite, specific consecration for the church life. Lord, now I have been here for some time. Just as Jacob was at Bethel for some time. And he built an altar. So Lord, now I just make a thorough, specific consecration to you. Not for me to be spiritual, not for me to be victorious, but for me to remain in your house. I like to experience your house, not just merely spirituality, victory over the things of holiness. I like to experience your house.
Ron, this again was a very meaningful section, and to follow the progression of Jacob's consecration gives us a new view of our consecration, doesn't it?
At Bethel, Jacob had a very important spiritual experience in setting up an altar. And this experience here marks a very great change in his spiritual life. So let's begin with the altar here at Bethel, then go backward and then return. This altar was built in and for the house of God, the dwelling place of God, signifying the church life. So here at this altar, which signifies consecration, Jacob is offering himself to be slaughtered on the altar for the sake of the house of God. In New Testament reality, for the church of God, the body of Christ. This was a consecration, not merely for Jacob's personal spiritual development. This altar, this consecration, is for something far greater. That is a consecration for the desire of God's heart to have a dwelling place with his people. Then significantly, in this context, a new name for God is revealed. We know from Genesis 1, God was Elohim in relation to creation. And in chapter 2, he was called Jehovah in relation to man. So El in El Bethel means God. Bethel is house. Then again, El is mentioned God. Now Jacob is experiencing God in a new way, not just the God of a person like Abraham or Isaac or his own God, but the God of the house of God. Earlier in his life, Jacob did not have an altar or consecration at all. Eventually, in Shechem, he did set up an altar, but the focus of this altar, with this consecration, was really for Jacob himself personally, for his own spiritual development, for being victorious, for being pleasing to God. Now, we want to avoid misunderstanding here. We would never neglect or minimize the importance of consecrating ourselves to the Lord in a personal way so that God may become our God. This enables us to advance. But this kind of consecration does not fully satisfy God. God's goal is not to have spiritual individuals. His goal is to have a people as his dwelling place, to be his corporate expression. This is Bethel. And the God here is the God of the house of God, a God who can be experienced not by isolated individual believers, but by believers who corporately are in the real and genuine and practical church life and are living for something far beyond their personal spirituality. They're living for the desire of God's heart to have a building, a dwelling place, the house of God. So Jacob erected this altar in Genesis 35, not for his own spiritual advancement. This was for God, and he placed himself on the altar to be reduced to nothing, so that from that point on, his whole being and his whole life will be for the house of God.
Thanks, Ron. I think this topic must be touching the heart of many, many, many believers that have a longing for this kind of experience and realize that in their own personal life, that it is fulfilling and satisfying. But still, there must be something more. This life study has much light for us. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
You could see even the appearing of God was progressively advancing. In chapter 28, it's hard to see that appearing was so solid. There was something in a dream. In the dream, God appeared to Jacob. And we all know anything in a dream is not so solid. Until what? I say again, until here at El Bethel, he had the experience of God's appearing in a solid way. And many of us, if not all, can testify before we have really entered into the church life, we had some experience of God's appearing. We did experience God coming to us, but it was not so solid. When we come into the church life and stay in this church life, we all can testify, my, the appearing of God becomes not only real, but solid. This is the progress of Jacob's experience of God's appearing. I tell you, the top experience of God's appearing is not in any other place, but in the church. It is in the church life that we experience God's appearing to the top. So we need the top consecration. We experience God's appearing in the most subtle way. And we are enjoying his blessing to the uttermost. Then what? Then we must be a person getting newer, newer, newer every day. I tell you, this is the church life. I hate if this message would be just a kind of a sermon to you. But I sure expect to see that this will be so practical among us. My, so many consecrations will be on the top. Not for individuals, but for the house of God, for the church life. And the appearing of God will be on the top. How about this? I tell you, this is really the experience at Bethel.
Ron, I believe the picture here of Jacob's progressive experience of God is very appealing to us as believers. We all desire this kind of advancement and progression ourselves. Practically, how can we have this kind of progression in our experience and in our vision of what God is after?
Yes, we understand that in many seeking believers, who truly love the Lord Jesus, there is the aspiration to advance, to go on in their spiritual life. And as these dear ones listen to this program, and especially if they would study message 80 in the life study of Genesis on chapter 35, they may have a longing to advance in the Lord. But we need to point out something here. Yes, such a longing is precious, and it motivates us. But this longing can only be satisfied when we, in our actual experience, arrive at Bethel, the house of God, and now give ourselves to the God of the house of God, to an aspect of God we have not yet known. And when we give ourselves to God as the God of the house of God, for the building up of the church, the house of God, the body of Christ, then we enter into another dimension of the spiritual life. As we will see in a later message, we know God as the all-sufficient God. We know God as the house of God. We know God along with all the other saints in a corporate way. This is a crucial matter, and may our listeners be enlightened, be motivated, and may they be willing to present themselves to the Lord as Jacob did and have a consecration, not for their personal advancement, but for God's purpose to build the church. Then, on this altar, as they lay themselves there, they will come to know God as El Bethel, the God of the house of God. By the Lord's mercy, I can testify to you that as I am sharing this with you, this God, the God of the house of God, El Bethel, has become my God. And may all our listeners be blessed to know our God in this wonderful way.
Ron, thank you for your fellowship today. Enjoyed it very much and look forward to your return to Life Study very soon.
Dear Lord, we give ourselves to Thee. Receive us into Thy wise hands.
We hope you enjoyed this program. For more information on Witness Lee and Watchman Nee, please visit our website, lsm.org. Again, that's lsm.org. Thanks for listening today.